All right, good luck. We're in Shin Vav, Hilchos Omnim. We're in middle of Sif Aleph. Last week we had some of the Yesaidis of Sif Aleph. Basically, an Omen is a Shem Esacha. And why is an Omen a Shem Esacha? We said a number of Pshatim Kipshuta, the way we pass, and an Omen is a Shem Esacha because he just like a Seicha. Just like a Seicha becomes a Shem Esacha because he has some Hana. Even though he's paying for the item, but he has a shtamshis out of the item, so that's why it becomes a shayim esacha. So to an umman becomes a shayim esacha because he has enough from the chayfiz, the chayfiz generates income for him. By having the chayfiz buy him, he's going to be able to make money. He has an item to work on. So mamela, since it generates income for him, he has a tevis enough from the chayfiz, that's how he becomes a shayim esacha. Then there was another sort of tafas le'agre. He could hold on to the chayfiz and withhold wait to have be paid. So Memela's Tofas Le'agri, that itself, it's like a mashkin, he's waiting to be paid, and that's how he become a Shem Esacha. We discussed the case that even if he would be paid up front, Hiktim Le'skarai, so you don't have the Surah of Tofas Le'agri, but still he'll become a Shem Esacha because of the first reason. He becomes a Shem Esacha because he has a know that the Chefetz are generating income from him. That's basically the Yesaidis of last week. I mean, we discuss a lot more, but we have to move on and discuss other issues, but we need to know the Yesaidis before moving further. Let's go over the Mechaba, let's start it again, and we'll develop this a little bit more. Zakta Mechaba, Sif Aleph, Kala Umnim Shem Reisacha, Heim, all the Umnim Hashem Reisacha, V'kulam She'amru, and then all of them that say, Toiles Shocha, V'hava Mois, this is new, we didn't do this yet. But Kulam She'amru, after they finish their job, they tell the owner, Toiles Shacha, take back your item, V'hava Mois, and pay me, and bring me money. So he's showing that he's finished, he doesn't need the malach anymore. He's also showing, deliberately showing, that he's no longer holding the chayfetz to be paid. He's telling him first, Toiles Shacha, you could take back the item, V'hava Mois, and bring me money after you take back the item. So he's not withholding the item for pay. Oi, sha'amalayu umin gemartiv, or he just says tam gemartiv. Right now he's holding it, but he's showing, when I tell you, pick up your item and then pay me, so I'm telling you, I'm willing to release the item to you before you pay me. So I'm showing you that I'm not being tafis le'ayagri. Oi, sha'amalayu umin gemartiv, or the umin says, just, he notifies the owner, I'm finished working on it, and the implication is, go pick it up. And the Balaam didn't pick up the keli in time, and the keli got lost or got stolen. The Umin is a Shemachinam, and he's not responsible for it. The reason why is because once he says he's finished the job, he notifies the Balaam to pick it up, he no longer is benefiting from the chayfetz. Whatever benefit that he had from the chayfetz to generate the income, he already had while he was working on the chayfetz. But now that he finished, and now Shemachinim he has to be, because he's holding on time. Who should watch it? If you're not going to watch it, so who should watch it? I pick it up, Beseda, but you didn't tell me you want to relinquish Shmira. You're not going to throw it out in the street. You just told me to pick up points. I'll get around to it. I'll come by next week. I'll pick it up. But Shema Saka you don't have because you're not deriving any Hano from it anymore. But a Shema you still are. So Memela Harei Umin Shema Chinam.
I told him I'm not
going to
be a Shomer either.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Aval, Imam Umin. But if the Umin says, have a Mois, if the Umin says, first bring me money, the Toiles Shocha, and then you can pick up the item. No, taking the washer means if you don't come to pay, I'm not releasing the item. That's how he tells it to him. So Adain hu Shem Esacha k'mo shehaya. He's still going to be a Shem Esacha on it like he was till now. And the reason is because here he's explicitly saying that he's being tafas le'agri. It means even if you would hold that the reason why an Umin is a Shem Esacha is because tam, he has ano from the item, without the Surah of tafas le'agri, but here we're saying lehedya, I am being tafas le'agri, for sure you become a Shem Esacha as that alone, being tafas le'agri. It's like any ma'avala mashkin, you have a mashkin, you're becoming a Shem Esacha because you're withholding the mashkin to pay. So you derive pleasure from the chayfetz. You need the chayfetz, you have leverage over the guy that is going to pay you. So that alone causes you to become a Shem Esacha. So it's very careful if you say it. If you say, Toile Shokha v'avamois, the implication is you don't withhold it for money, so you're Shem Echinam. If you say, have a mois for Tole Shokha, first bring me money and then I'll give you back your item, then you will remain a Shem Esacha. Okay, so now that will be the makhlek. It's good. So that will be the makhlek is when they come to a din Torah. Now, vim omer zokter amav vim omer telos shocha veini shem reyoid. But if you say telos shocha and I don't want to watch it anymore, then you're going to be pata. You said lehedya, take it back. I don't need your chayfetz anymore. I don't have anything to do with it. I don't want to be yishayim. I don't want to be busy with it. Pick it up. Proceed at your own risk. Then you're pata in gansen. A number of Rishonim say that. They say bring them from Talmid Rashba, but it's really a number of Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim say this. So the kids are.
Why can't
you
say this
in the beginning? Say what? Well, the chatchi when he becomes an economy. If you want to take the job and be master with him, you should know when I take on this job, I'm willing to clean your pants, but you should know I'm not going to be ashamed on them. Fine, and the guy. No, this fakir, this Ramah is a bigger chiddush. Your case is we are masim lechatchila, so that was the contractual arrangement we had with chila. That's how it is. But here I really became a shomasach on it, and now in the middle I want to say out. I want out. Who said you could stop in the middle? Maybe you remain a shema till I pick up the item. How could you be allowed? You should know that the Ritva holds. Rather, the Ritva holds. Ritva shita is. It's makleik as a shema. Ritva shita is that a shema chinam and a shema sakal in middle of the term is now let her back out. And he makes the same diik that the Talmid Rashba makes in Rashi to say this halacha. The Ritva makes the same diik, and he says it's only dafka because you already finished the term of the shmir, whatever the term is. By omen, the term is till you finish the malacha. So you already finished the malacha. If you try makinim shemesaka, you already finished the term, so then you can back out. But teichazman, the Ritva holds you can't back out. Other Rishonim, the Rashba holds you could back out teichazman. It's really not for now. To halacha skiris poilim that a poil has a right to be chayzer by bemtza hamalacha. Even though normally on other things you can't back out, by a poil, it's a special din by a poil that you're allowed to back out, b'em tzah malacha, because the Liban Yisrael avadim b'lay avadim la'avadim, a poil is his essence, is like an evid to you, and you can't lock him in for a term, because that's Liban Yisrael avadim b'lay avadim la'avadim. So the Makan Ephraim, other akroinim are mucha over here, by umnim, or by shomim for that matter, how does that work? Why? Does the Ritva hold that a shomer cannot back out in the middle? L'chayra vaita, just like a pole is allowed to back out because he's an evid, a shomer should be able to back out as well. And the answer, kipshuta, the answer is, a simple answer is maybe shmir. There's two mahalchim on the ma'akrein, and one mahalach is that a shomer is not an evid because he's not really doing any malacha. One answer. Answer is by shomer, chutz from the din shmir shabai, you also have his chayvus on the item, that just in case it breaks, you're going to pay. And that is chayvus, you can't break in the middle. You want to stop watching, because then you stop watching it, then maybe I can't hold you back. But if something's going to happen to you, you can still be on the line. Because in Shmira, look, it's chayvus metchila for anything that goes wrong. So that, you can't break in the middle. There's a contract, so you can't break that in the middle. You can't be chayvus in the middle. The kid said, that's really a sugya for skiris poilim, not for here. Okay. But what comes out in the Machabe is that you see clearly in the Machabe that you could remain a shemesacha even after the term of the umnis. You finish the umnis, you're going to still remain a shemesaka until you notify the violin. And even after you notify the violin, depending how you notify the violin, what you actually say, that will be an. All right, fine. Let's talk about, what would you say, Rabbi, said about the following case. There was a case in the Mordechai where you hired a sefer, a numin, a sefer, to transcribe a sefer. Today, everything's mass-produced. You print, you press a button on the machine. But then, in order to copy a sefer, you had to write over the sefer. So you hire someone to write over a Rashba. Okay? So, but he doesn't know the Rashba by heart. So you give him one Rashba to be able to copy off that Rashba. And he lost the Rashba that you gave him. So he's doing malacha somewhere else. He's doing malacha on a different cloth, on a different sefer. But he needs the Rashba that you gave him to copy from. Will that also be in Nichlal in the din of Omen Eskechei Mesaka? And the Mordechai says yes, because it's the same Svara. The Rashba that I gave him allows him to profit, enabled him to profit. He needs my Rashba that I gave him in order to work on the second Rashba. So he needs my Rashba. The same way in Omen Eskechei Mesaka, because he needs the Chavis to work on. And if he derives Hanah from it, so that's his Schar, and that's how he comes to Eskechei Mesaka. So too, the Rashba that I gave him to work on, he needs in order to generate the second Rashba. So he needs my Rashba also to generate Schar. If you have the Surah of Tavis Tilei Agres, you'll have that Surah as well. Correct. even if you finish writing, but the Mordechai says, after you finish writing, then you notify me to come pick it up, then in a Hanami, that's like over here, the halacha is if you say Gemartiv, or if you say Toile Shokav Avamois, then you're reduced to only a Shem Mechina. I am. What even is
the one that I'm writing, I can say Toile
Shokav Avamois. No, the one I got from you, I should tell you, pick it up, I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with, there's no time to argue after I finish writing.
1 second. No, you will have a mashal. If you gave me a rashba to work on, and you owe me money for the rashba that I worked on, the new one. So you owe me $100, and I want to be paid, so I can be taifas both of them to be paid, if I want it. Why not? It's your item. Why can't I be taifas? Maybe as a shayla, if you let it go in nichnas lebeisle to be taifas, it might have a depending what type of chayv it is. We learned this a couple of years ago in Sunday Zion, but. If I have it by me, I'll be telling you, I won't give it back until you pay me. But I don't need that. It means we hold the reason why Umin's Kacham is like a seicha, because you also derive anah. I'm deriving anah from this rashba that you gave me in order to generate income somewhere else. So memela, that alone will cause me to be a shem azaka. If I tell you...
Maybe you should be a shayla.
Why am I a shayla?
I need the rashba.
You allow me to learn the rashba. I wasn't using the rashba for my own anah to learn from. I was in the rashba so I could make... Now he wants to say that Hayyoy's, I need it for my malacha. So it's like let's say I'll borrow your rashba. He needs me to write a rashba from him. I don't have a rashba, so I go to you, do me a favor, lend me your rashba, and then on your rashba, I'm zicha shoyo. Right. Oh, but that's what I'm saying. But from you, I was doing it, you were also getting anor by giving me your rashba, because you want me to use the rashba to copy from. So with that, I'm only a shoyo masak. And if I borrow a third part of his rashba, then I'll take a be a shoyo. Every Oman Kibbutz? No, I'm creating, I'm not being sure, yeah? Okay, but the same way, it means you're saying the same thing, that the Oman himself is deriving, I know, by giving me his chayfas to work on, so he's deriving. Oh. Now this Shailu went to the Radvaz as well, a different example, but the same type of lamdis, that someone gave a tabas to a jewelry maker, gave a ring, and said, do me a favor, knock off this ring, copy this ring. And the same thing, if the ring gets lost, Dr. Advaz, you're showing Mesaka, just like an Umna showing Mesaka. It's not the ring you're working on, good, but the same, Mamish, the same Londis. But it's the ring that I need to derive pleasure from. That ring allows me to work on it, so Mamela, to generate profit, Mamela, I'll be showing Mesaka. And he also says, if I say Gemartiv, then I'll become Oy Shem Mesaka. But he likes to, one Kanech, Kavaldik. The Maisa Shahoya is that the jeweler, while he was making the ring, he already got the idea what he needs from the ring. He doesn't need the ring. He has the concept in his mind. He has a good, clear picture of it. And he calls the guy and says, do me a favor, take back your ring. I'm still working on making you a new ring. But the ring that you gave me, take back your ring. I don't need it anymore. I have it conceptually. And the owner says, you know, do me a favor. Just hold on to it. I want it to be mamish perfect. I want you to match it just perfect. Just in case you might make a toys, you might forget. Just hold on to the ring. And then the ring got lost. Madin. And the Radvaz says, I'm not a Shem Mesach anymore. Once I told the Bailim, pick up your ring, I know the concept, I know the tzura of the ring, I don't need it anymore. The fact that you want to keep it by me longer, beseder, but I'm not no longer Shem Mesach. I mean, I could make that second ring without having the first ring there anymore. So Memela, since I could do that, I'm no longer Shem Mesach. I told you, which is a chiddush, but that's what the Radvaz says. Right, correct. I'm confident I don't need it. You want to leave it because it's proceed at your own risk. That's a Radvaz and Chelek Dalev Reish Kav Zayin. There's another tshuva from the...
There's a difference between the two of them. But the Radvaz is like, if the guy wants to build a house, so I lend him my hammer. He could go get a hammer from somebody else. With the ring, there's no other ace. It's the only way you can do it. With this ring with the
dollar. So you want to say which way? Which it should be... Yeah, okay, his shayla. Okay, but Lamai says we hold that even by the Rashi, you only Hashem Mitzak. Okay, the Tshuva Tashbat and Chelek Dalet Hatur Hasheni Simon Lamed, which is got to brought down here in the Pesach Tshuva, has a similar case, also a slight knage different. And here's the case. The case is that I needed you to knock off, let's say, a watch. I don't remember what the item was, but let's say I needed you to knock off a watch. But I don't have the watch, so I borrow the watch. I borrow the watch from Reuven, and I give it to the Umin to knock off that watch. So I'm the Shoyl, and he's the Shem Mesachah to me, and now the watch that I borrowed, he lost, or he broke, or it was Nignav. What's the halakha on that? So Nigna Vishema Sacha is Chayiv. So the Tashbat says that he'll be Chayiv because of Umin, the same type of Olam that he'll be Chayiv, even if it's not the watch that he's working on. He'll be a Shema Sacha on that item because Vaita, that item generated his Anah. Why do I say it's a slightly different Knech? The different Knech is because someone here was saying that you have the sort of Tavas Le'agre because he can have both. In that case, you don't have Tavas Le'agre because there's no point in the Umin holding a watch that belongs to Reuven against the schar that I own. He can't withhold someone else's item to get schar from me. So tell us that. He can't. How could he sell it? What do you mean? It's not mine.
Right.
He wants to be tough as the agri. He could withhold my chay if it's as a mashkin. Could I take a mashkin from you because Reuven owes me money?
He can hold it in order to press you because...
Why? No.
The mashkin will...
No, the mashkin says, give me back my item. No, my match will go to you. You're holding my item and say, give me back my item. You have no right to withhold back my item.
He's not the
shoyel. He is well, it's an extension. He cannot be stronger than the shoyel. If you go to the shoyel and ask back for the item, the shoyel has to give him back the item, right? And this guy is only as strong as the shoyel because he's coming from the shoyel. So if I had to give back the mashal the item, so you, my umin, has to give back the mashal the item. You can't withhold unnecessarily the item from a mashal. He wants to escape his back. It's, the term is over. You have no right to withhold his item. So you can't be tough as lay, and there's no point in being tough as lay, yenim scape, it's against the money I owe you. So you don't have tough as lay agre, but yet you'll still be a shemesaka because of the umnim sorrow. Because the umnim is a shemesaka batzmuse, because it causes him hano, so therefore be a shemesaka. One more case of advice, and I'll let you. We'll go to the next Indian. It's a tshuva of Rashba and Chelek Hay in Kuf Samach Vav. This is rather not a tshuva from the Rashba, just printed in the Rashba. It's clearly under he quotes the Rosh, he quotes the Rashba. Sometimes you see tshuvas slip into the Svarim, and at the beginning it says it's from the Razal Levi. I don't know, I find it hard to believe, but whatever. It's someone else, and he has a shiloh like this that the kids were sent to the Malamed to learn. Now, kids don't come empty-handed, so they come with their svarim. So the shaila was, is the melamed a shomer on the svarim that the kids are bringing to class? That was the shaila. And it doesn't say ketanim gedolim. Let's just say gedolim, because if the ketanim, you might have a Veda Midas type of issues. Let's just say they're gedolim. Bar mitzvah boys, I don't know, it's mesifta bachrim. They bring their gemaras to class. Is the Rebbe a shomer on those gemaras? When the kids are there. So what's the halakha? Well, I don't know if it belongs to them. No, the chayvs doesn't belong to them. The chayvs belong to the father. And the chayvs belong to them, the chayr, it's simple, because then we have to watch it. It's a nolan stalko by mishmiros, like we discussed last week. You watch it. But there it is. It's the father's item. The kids come to class. And is the Rebbe a shema on it? And what would, and the shoyel wants to suggest yes. Why? Because just like an umin is a shema sacha, because he needs the item to generate income. Well, the Rebbe also is a shemazaka. While he's teaching the kids, he's generating a panosa. He's getting paid for it. He's not teaching for free. He's getting paid. So memela, that would automatically make him a shemazaka on the items on the svarim the kids bring to school. Okay, that's the shoyel. So Rashba, well, this tshuva has numerous reasons why not. I just want to focus on the first reason. First reason, he says that the only reason why an omen is a shemazaka on a chayfetz is because he needs the chayfetz to generate income, because the chayfetz won't be here, he can't generate income. His lashon is, "Dim lo yishma kli shenasnu elav ve'olav lesaknoi shenitnu elav olav lesaknoi yevat scharoi." But he says, "Misha ein mamoino misravel." He's not benefiting anything from the item. "V'loy miskayim," and it's not protected because of it. "V'nishma mitzad ki machevet shmirasa." He doesn't need the chayfetz to generate income. "K'moishu einin b'malamdus." That's the case of malamdus. He says that's different. That then he won't become a shomer on it. Rashba said, the Rebbe doesn't need the Talmud to have a sefer in order for him to generate the income. He doesn't explain why not. What's the chavut in that and a numen? I mean, vice toys, you're going to have to say that either the kid could learn from the Rebbe without a Gemara, means the Rebbe will get paid saivi, or if for some reason he loses the Gemara, the father will buy him a new Gemara. I don't know, but it means it's not, the Rebbe doesn't need the Gemara in order to generate the income. If that's the case, and it's not like umen. If he would need the Gemara, then he should become Omen. Teichadram, yes, other two roots. The kid brings the Gemara home at night to be tested by the father. I said, then also they were tested by the fathers at night. But that's, he said, the Mela, you can't make the Rebbe a Shoyma. He has other reasons why it's not Negeya. But beside, you see this concept that if you're an Omen, you're not just a Shem Mitzvah on the item that you're working on. You're Shem Mitzvah on the item that you need for your work as well, that it also causes you to be a Shem Mitzvah. All right. All right. This whole halacha of Umin and Kishon Mesacha is only if the Umin is getting paid for his work. If he's not getting paid for his work, he's a free Umin, he's doing a free job, then he's not going to be Kishon Mesacha. You don't have Tavis Le'age for sure, but you don't even have the basic source. The story is that I'm deriving Hanno, because with the item, I'm generating income. If I'm a free Umin, then I'm not generating any income, I have no Hanno, then I'm only going to be a Shem Mekin. Sorry? Okay, they granted the place when we talk about what I'm going to be doing an umnis for an ani. An ani. And then they said that the ani you're having is just like a Shema Veda as ani, that he doesn't have to give proof to the Rabbi Yosef while he's working on it. So maybe if you're an umin for an ani, you're doing tzedakah, so maybe you have the Ptura proof to the Rabbi Yosef, so maybe that's why you could become a Shema Saka. All right. Well, you get a good reputation, you mean, that's what?
I'll give one guy a free, so that he's tough.
I hear. Okay, I don't know. That's not the halakha. The halakha is clearly the bar, the gayim sechta. It's posh, that if you're not getting paid, you're not a shem mesaka. Now, very often, you could go to an umin and not discuss pay bechlal before you start. And now the shayla is, and now something gets lost. And you could take him to the interior, your shem mesaka, your kayiv. And the guy said, what do you mean? I had a mind to do it for free. Once it gets lost, for sure I had a mind to do it for free. Madden. So, the Bais can say it doesn't go too far, because in Reish Samagdal, the halacha is that whenever there's a shtega to be paid for work, the work that you're doing, the work that you're providing, deserves to be paid. That's the minig. Even if you didn't discuss pay afterwards, the Bailan can't say, oh, I thought you're doing it for free. He thought you're doing it for free. The minig is that you got paid for it. So obviously, even though it wasn't explicit, but it's implicit, about it, he expects payment. Memela, for you to tie it later on, you had a mind to do it for free, it's not going to happen. So Avada, you're going to be a Shai Mesacha. Take it on the next step. The Chachma Shleima in Kuf Peihes of Aleph says that even if the person's Ne'oyev of the Bailam, And he had a mind that he's doing it for free. Let's say Kapish Mayal, he had a mind that he's doing it for free. Still Zokta Chokmah Shalom, since he could change his mind at any minute, because he never promised the Bailam anything. He did the tukt on the job. He didn't discuss Pei Bechlal. So he got the news that he's doing it for free. But let's say the next day his wife tells him, crazy, what are you doing it for free for? You have to earn a living. You may as well do it for money. So from then on, he has a right to change his mind and say he's going to do it for money. It means whatever he did till then, maybe he can't charge. He had a mind to do it for free. But whatever he didn't yet do, he avada has a right to charge money for. So Dr. Chachma Shleima alum this, hey, yes, at any point in time, he could always change his mind and have in zinnin that he wants to be paid. So come to us, this chayfetz is causing him schar. Because this chayfetz gives him the ability to make schar if he so chooses. And he says, Lamasha, just like the concept of Tofes. No, because he has the ability to choose. Just like Tofes Laya Agre makes you a Shem Mesacha. Now, every umin is withholding the chayfetz for pay? No. He has the ability to withhold the chayfetz for pay. Dr. Kochmash Shloima, hey, yes, he has the ability, even though maybe he's not planning on withholding it, but since he has the ability to withhold it, and it's normal, let's say it's acceptable to withhold it, so Memela, the Yechailis alone makes him to a Shem Mesacha. He's Madame to another case. It's a little stretch. If you give money to a Shema to watch and the money is loose, which the understanding is that he has a right to use the money if he wishes, then even if he doesn't use the money, he's already a Shem Mesach on it. Because Bahia know that if he needs to use the money, he could use the money. So to him, Bahia know if he wants to generate income from this chayfetz, he could. So even though he grada didn't have that in mind, but since he could, any time change his mind, maybe that alone will cause him to be a Shem Mesach. That's a Chachman Shleimer.
Cost is considered like
a duty. Cost? What's cost?
No,
so then you're not making it, it's free. Right, that's l'chayya tree, that's nothing. You don't not generate any. You have to make sale, you have to make profit out of it. L'chayya, of course, is nothing.
There's a. Good.
If you have such a minig, then maybe it's understood that you're doing it for free. But again, since you have the ability to change your mind at any time, so maybe if you already finished the item, And now it's a done, and you know that you didn't have a mind to charge, so now it's too late to change your mind. And then it gets lost before you notify the Baalim. So then I hear that maybe Taki Yashay Makinem. But when you're in the middle, since you have a right to change your mind whenever you want, so Mamelu, you always have that schus to generate income. So you become a Shomer Salcha, but yeah, I know that you have the schus to generate income. It's one step, right? Here's me, I know that you're generating income. There's me, I know that you have the ability to generate income. All right, one more. Good, and economic. Oh, if I had a mind that I'm not doing, if I had a mind for free, that's his chizh. You have your chizh, that's... No. If I'm not working on Yisodah, and I stand back, because I could go into Yisodah to bait, I never accepted Shmir. I mean, that's a bit far-fetched. I don't go around town doing this. But here, I have the item, I'm working on the item, and I could have a mind to do it for money. But mele, that would be the sorry. There's a Chuvus Marik, one more knetch to this. What happens if... The minig is taka, this type of malacha, you taka, do it for free. And the Bailam insisted, this is my clerk, is Avram and Ephraim, the Bailam insisted, oh no, I want to pay you. Right? And so if the woman contests and says, no, I don't want to be paid, and go back and forth, so whatever the last word is. But the case of Merik was, is the Bailam said, I want to pay you, and the woman kept quiet. He didn't say anything. So the Merik, that even though Normally, it's a job that you don't get paid for. But since the Bailam offered pay, and the Poyel didn't contest, shtika kaidah, that he's doing it al das to be paid, Memele will turn into a Shem Azaka, like our Allah, Omen is Kashem Azaka. And Memele will be Chai for Gnei Van Veda. Sorry? Why can't he? He said, since you promised me money, I want that money. So once you promised me the money, so then I was doing it with the Agri as well, maybe. All right. One more. What would be if a woman fixed an item, so he's waiting to be paid, let's say, and he dies. And now the Yorshim have this item. And now, my God, this is not what happens in these stories, because when the Yorshim clean up the shops and whatever, and the items get lost. Now what happens? Is the Yorshim chayiv or not? The Paiskim say, it's a Chiddush, but the Paiskim say there's a Sma and a Shach and Simenayim Beis, Yam Chishloim and Baba Kama, and the end of Baba Kama, Perek Yod, they all say that the Yoshim also become Shem Risaka. You have to know if it's as tough as the Yagre, or it's because the Umnis generates income to make the father Shem Risaka, and now the kids have that item that's generating the income, because when the guy is going to pick up the item, he's going to pay. So even without Tafis Layarke, but he has an item that generates income, Mamela who become a Shem Hasaka al Zat. You have to know how that works, but there's a Yeshua Yisrael who's Mefakvek on it. He holds that the generating income didn't come from the owner. Generating income came from the father. The father's income was generated from the owner. But once the father did the Malacha and Yashin did it to the kid, where's the kid getting the income from? Because of the father's Pa'ula. So he wants to say maybe that will take away, that's not a Shem Azaka. But the Paiskin, the daily Paiskin Paskin, you will become a Shem Azaka. He died? He didn't die. He died. Does he allow the Yoshim to work on his item? If they can't work on the item, so look, it's a Shem Azaka. And economy, then they don't become a Shem Azaka. But if the kids are in the business and understood that the kids might be fixing my item too, then the kids could still fix the item. So the kids will be a direct Umin Kishem Azaka because they're the ones who are working on the item. All right, let's go back. Let's just now take apart this machab a little bit. It says, Toile Shochav Avamois, pick up your item and bring me money. What's the halacha? Yeshay Machinam. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you would think that once you say Telo Shocha, go pick up your item, you're not even a Shem Mechinam. Kamash Malon, you're Shem Mechinam. That's what the Sma says, and really it's a Gemara. The Gemara by Metzia Peyalef Amas says Lehedja. You would think that once you say Telo Shocha, go pick up the item, it's Eis. I'm Eis Shem Mechinam Becha. I'm nothing. Kamash Malon, I'm still a Shem Mechinam. But why? Why are you still a Shem Mechinam? What's proud? I told you to pick up the item. Get out of here. I don't want to have anything to do with this anymore. So Dr. Rashi, you would think that when you say Tala Shacha means Eini Shem Re'oid. That's the intention, what you mean when you say Tala Shacha. Kamash Malan, that's not your intention. When you say Tala Shacha, what you really mean to say is that you're not being Teifizit for Schar. Had you not said Tala Shacha of Avamayz, You have a right to be tofeset for schar tapas le'agri. Once you tell them tolu shokav avamayis, you're notifying them, the owners, that you're not interested in being tofeset le'agri. Tolu shokav, you could pick it up even before you pay me. But it's not implicit that you mean to say also that you have no interest in being shemir at all. That's the kamash from the Gemara. Kamash alone that we tie up your tolu shokav just means that you don't want to be tofeset le'agri, but a shemir you still want to be. That's kamash alon that you didn't say it clearly. So we say you really mean something else. But if you say lehedja eini shemri, oh, then you're going to attack a bipod. That's where this Ramah is coming from. The Dik and this Rashi, all the Rishonim come from here. Okay, there's a geshmaka sugis. The is a stiris of sugis on this. Toisis asks on Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph. There the Gemara says lechay faket. The Gemara is a case where I want to buy shumshim sesames from you. It doesn't make a difference what it is. I'm buying an item from you. The halacha is mois in and koinis. Kini kesef doesn't work, I have to do a meshicha. If I only pay for it, and I didn't pick up the item, I didn't do any maisa kinyan on it, other than paying, the halacha is, it's not mine, it still belongs to the owner. Nisrachitecha ba'aliyah. The Gemara says it still belongs, and he says, the mishapara, but there's no kinyan on the item. V'yayim, I bought these shumshumim with money, I didn't pay for them yet, and the price of shumshumim skyrocketed. So the seller says, I'm crazy, I sold these shumshumim for $100, now they're worth $500, I'm out. I'm being crazy from the Mecca. I don't want to sell you shumshumim anymore. And I tell you, Tolo Shachar, take back your $100. And now the $100 gets lost. The halacha is, I'm not even a shem mechinim. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I told you to pick it up. Tolo Shachar makes me oy shema. I'm not even a shem mechinim. That's what Gemara says in Memtesam and Aleph. Frektois is a stira. The Gemara meant as I said, when I say Tolo Shachar by the Kinyan, by the Mecca, I'm not even a Shem Mechinam. And over here by Omen, when I tell you Tolo Shachar, I'm still a Shem Mechinam. It's a stira. Does Tolo Shachar mean any Shem Re'id or not? If it means any Shem Re'id, then in both cases I should be Ois Shema. And if it doesn't mean any Shem Re'id, then in both cases I should be at least a Shem Mechinam. Why by the Mecca when I say Tolo Shachar, I'm Ois Shema? And why by when I say Tolo Shachar, I'm still a Shem Mechinam. I say Frektaisis. And for Taisis, the words of Taisis are like this. Shani Umin, the Me'ekara Shem Mesacha. Umin started off as a Shem Mesacha. Ukushamale Tolo Shachar, Leila Salak Atman Legamroi Mishmira Kama. Ela Shulo Yir Shem Mesacha. Since I started off as a Shem Mesacha, when I say Tolo Shachar, the way the Akronim touch of Taisis, it means I'm trying to reduce my shmira. I started as a shem esacha. If I tell you shalom shaka, noches darga, I'm a shem mechinam. You don't have a right. I don't want to be shem at all. I just don't want to be that shem esacha that I'm till now as a shem esacha. I don't want to be that anymore. I don't want to continue as a shem esacha. Tell shaka, noches darga, I'm a shem mechinam. Mashen came by the case by the mekach that even before you told me tell shaka, you're only a shem mechinam, which is not pashut. Maklekes yishenim, but like those who shenim that you're only shem mechinam when I pay money to a seller. Without a ma'isa kinyan yet, the seller is only shem mechinam on it. If he tells me Tolo Shachar, clearly his intention is take it. I don't want to be even a shem mechinam. Noches darga, go down a step. I don't want to even be a shem mechinam. That's the chiluk that Taisis makes. Chiddush Taisis. That's a Taisis. The Shachov and Tzivkam brings down this Taisis. Ein b'Taisis perek hazot af mem tesam and aleph. Mashik shusham mehacha davishay mechinim v'tirutim dachuk. He doesn't like the teretz of Taisis. Alfinis daitis of the shach lakasha midi has a different eitan. Rabbi is very important because it's nafkamina lalacha. The hacha amalei tele shachav avamayis. Here he told him, pick up your item and bring me money. And can kiven shadayin chayv lemayis. Clearly we're talking about a case where he's still chayv mayis because you see he's telling him tele shachav avamayis. So it's clearly we're talking about that he was not yet paid. Therefore, havishay mechinim. The buyer doesn't owe the seller any money. So when he tells him Tolo Shachar, then it becomes Ois Shoyme in Gansin. If you still owe me money, I tell you Tolo Shachar, then I become a Shoyme Chinam. If you don't owe me any money and I tell you Tolo Shachar, then I'm Ois Shoyme. Shach. And he says, after a Shuv Matasi, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Shekasa B'Shem HaRamak, it preaches this chilek. Baruch Hashem is machaven to Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and Rama. Mamish is chilek. It doesn't explain what is chilek. It's just because the guy is chayiv money, therefore he retains the status of Hashem Mechinam. Why should that be the case? And there's a machloikis. if he's Tafas Le'Agri, he's clearly then being joined to the Pesach. Telling him, Tehillah Shachad Avamois, I don't want to be Tafas Le'Agri. Okay, so you have to know how to take that. Okay, fine. So, let's go, there's a Ritva. The Ritva, a Memtez of an Aleph, is the Kasha, and the Ritva also gives seemingly this Chilek, and the Ritva says, I'll be Ben Katza, but his Lamdis is that since every Uman owes money, is owed money, and he could be Tophis Le'agre, so therefore, even though he told them, Tola Shocha, and he's not being tough as Le'agre, therefore he'll be a Shai Mechinam. And what the Ritva seemingly is saying, what you're trying to say, is that even though I'm telling you I'm not being tough as Le'agre, but I always have the ability to be tough as Le'agre, and that ability should make me at least Chach a Shai Mechinam. There's a similar Ritva, I know it's a Chiddush, but there's a similar Ritva God over there, Membez and Membez, that it's the same thing about a Mekach Toys, that if you have a buyer, it's on a Mekach Toys, and he has the item. No, so you have to know like this. Minastam, the ability, makes me straight into a Shem Asakha. Just like every Uman, when he takes the item L'Kachila, he could always be tough as Agri, he becomes a Shem Asakha right away. Like that Teretz in the Gemara. Here, it's worse. Here, I told you I'm not being tough as Agri. I'm telling you Gemartiv. I'm telling you Toshel Chav Avamais. I don't want to be tough as Agri. So, you can't tell me that, well, I could be, because I'm telling you I'm not. But since Chodesh, if I wanted to, I could change my mind, that gives me still a darga of shmira on the item, means I still want the item on me, just in case I might want to change my mind. There's a Ritva who says a similar halacha by a Mekach Tois where there's a mum, and the buyer needs money back from the seller. So the Ritva says the buyer becomes a Shem Mechinim on this defective item because of Tavas Le'agre, right? And even though normally Tavas Le'agre becomes a Shem Mezacha, he says here clearly the buyer had no intention to be Tavas Le'agre because his intention was to buy a Chavis. He didn't imagine it will be defective, so therefore that sort of Tavas Le'agre only makes him into a Shem Mechinim. It's a quasi type of Tavas Le'agre. And I'll just make you a little more confused is that the Ramah says, if I say, Eini Shem Re'oid, I'm Pati Engansin. And the Ritva says the same halacha. So you have to go like this. It means I have the ability to change my mind and become a Tavas Le'agre. My story is when I say I'm out, I don't want to be a Shem at all, then you don't hit me with Shmira because of Tavas Le'agre. I'm telling you I don't want to be Shem at all. Finish. Bishop, I just say, Tol Shokhav Avamois, you could say that. Even though I'm telling you Lehed, I don't want to be Tavas Le'agre, but I still have the wherewithal to be Tavas Le'agre, and I'm still holding on to the item, I want to be Chach Shem Mechinam. I'm asking to be Shem Mechinam. But if I tell you, Eini Shem Roy, then I'm Mamish Pot and Gans, and even though I could talk, I change my mind. Shem Mechinam is with Adonai, right, correct. But Hana in the Ritva, you see in the Ritva that Hana could also make it to Shem Mechinam, like my Nekatoy is by Abaya. Okay, yeah, need a beer, mask. Kepshutai l'chayr, that's what the shach means to be saying. However, the Nesivis has a brilliant pshat in the shach, gorgeous, a whole different pshat in the shach. Nesivis of Ein Sivkan Beis says the following, so sweet. Rashi said that the reason why Toyla Shokha is still a Shem Achina, the Gemara said the Havamin is when you say Toyla Shokha means any Shem Re'oid, I don't want to be Shem at all. Kambash Malon, what? Kamash Malon, since I say, since I was a Tavas Le'agre till now, and I say Tola Shokha, my whole intention of Tola Shokha is only to tell you that I'm not being Tavas Le'agre. So you don't have a hachacha from my Tola Shokha more than that. My hachacha is only, I don't want to be Tavas Le'agre anymore, but Hashemim, maybe I'll still be. That's how Rashi gets to the Kamash Malon, the Gemara. Kamash Malon, that we tie up his Tolva Shachar just to reduce you from a Tafas Le'agre. That's very good when someone owes you money, and you could have thought that you were going to be Tafas Le'agre. So when you notify the Bailam Tolva Shachar, we tie up your Tolva Shachar, they just mean to notify the Bailam that you don't want to be Tafas Le'agre. But what happens if you're not owed money? And you have nothing, you can't teach your Tol El Shokha to mean that you don't want to be Tafas Le'agre. There's nothing to be Tafas for. Al Karkach, when you say Tol El Shokha, the only interpretation that's possible is, get out of here. I don't want your chavis anymore. Any shomer, just pick up your chavis. I need to clear my house and get out of here. I don't want to be a shomer. That's the only taich you could possibly say. There is no other taich. So that's the case over there by Mekach. By Mekach, where the owner got paid, he's not, and he wants faket, he wants to give back the money. He's still holding on to the item. He needs nothing from the buyer. So when he tells the buyer, take your money, he can't be saying, I don't want to be tough as the agar. There's no agar to be tough as. Al-Kocha, when he says, take back your money, it means, tell Leshachah, goodbye and good riddance, any shemri oid. And when he attack say, any shemri oid, you put in guns, like the Ramah. Very gishmak. And he says, he found him a mufush in the Sefer Trumis. Truth be told, it's not just the Sefer Trumis. It's the Chubis Marami Rattenberg in the Fuss Prague, the end of Simon Rechkov test says this. Mamish the Lomdus in the Sivis. And Hayyidim, if you look in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that he's quoting, the Shach says, I should matzaz be Rabbeinu Yeruchim b'shem haramah. If you look up the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he doesn't say b'shem haramah, he says b'shem Rabbeinu Meir. And Hayyidim know that Rabbeinu Yeruchim was a Talmud of the Rosh, who was a Talmud of the Maram Rattenberg. When he says Rabbeinu Meir, he usually means Marami Rattenberg. So Meir from Rattenberg. So L'choy, and he says, Matzasi b'tshuvis Rabbeinu Meir. So the tshuvis Rabbeinu Meir that he's probably referring to is this tshuvis Maram. And Meir l'taka Rabbeinu Yeruchim means the Nesivis. He means that whole word. Now if the Shach knew that, very good. So when the Shach quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Al-Koch, he meant the Nesivis, not the Ritva. That's what you're going to have to say. And it's not just, it's a Teis, it's a Rosh, and Mem Tesam and Aleph, Teis Rosh says it, Lehed, you like that. And it's really a numerous achreiner. Kiveiga says it a couple of times. It's such a zisa pshat. It's muchak like Rashi. If the whole kamashulon of Rashi was that I'm kamashulon, I'm not being tough as I agree, that only works by women, by everywhere else, it's not going to work. I thought it should come out. Rabbi said, what's the major nafkamina between these two pshat? I'm very pashat to nafkamina. By umen, if the umen was already paid. We discussed last week that even if the umen is already paid, it's still a shayma socha. Here you have an umen who was paid up front. And at the end, he tells the Bailim, Taylor Shocha. Don't even say Hava Mois. There's no Mois to Hava. Just Taylor Shocha. So if you learn like Taisis, there's some type of a structure, Nochas Leidarga, that if you start as a Shema Socha, when you say Taylor Shocha, you mean to be a Shema Chinam. Well, this Umin started as a Shema Socha. So if he says Taylor Shocha, he'll still remain a Shema Chinam. But if you learn like the Lumdis of the Shach, either the Ritva's Pshat, that you need a tough as they agree to remain a shemachinim, or the nesivitz pshat that the holoshka tightens up, they just don't want to be tough as they agree. But if you already paid in advance, so you can't have that interpretation, and you don't have a tough as they agree svaro, so avada when you say toloshka, you're not going to even be a shemachinim. A major nafkamina lalacha. This halacha of the machaba is only when he's still owed money. If he's not owed money, and he says toloshka, you're not even going to be a shaymachinim. That which should come out like the shach. And it's very good shmak. It's not a hamos and a machaba, because machaba is medayik. The shach is medayik in the machaba that we're talking about. You still owed money. Tola shokha vava moise. You see that you still owed money. But if he wouldn't be owed money at all, and he says tola shokha, he wouldn't even be a shaymachinim like the shach. That's what it should come out. Sorry? Oisham alagmarta, the same thing. If he wouldn't be owed money, and he says gemarta, so what's an understanding gemarta? If he's notifying to pick it up, he's telling him that. Who said it is a difference? It's two cases. Yeah, but it's chedushim either way. We're going to see. We're going to see what the chedush gemarta is. But that should come out a major nafkamina lalocha between the two pshatim. All right. Now, you want to know what the Chiddush of Gemarativ is. The Chiddush of Gemarativ is Punkt Faket. The Chiddush of Gemarativ, if you look in the Sma, it's really based on the Gemara. The Gemara had a Havamina, when a person says Gemarativ, he still should be a Shema Sacha. All he's doing is notifying the Bible that he finished. But where do you see that he stops being a Shema Sacha? Kamash Malon, since he notified the Bible that he's finished, and that the item is no longer generating income from him, or, if the Svar is al Tafas Le'agre, once you notify the Bailam that he should pick it up, you don't have the Svarah of Zayagri anymore. There shouldn't be much of why not. Look, you should still have that Svarah. Taisa Rosh says, from the fact I notified you that I'm finished, and I didn't go out of my way to tell you that I want to withhold it for pay, and I should have, is a Raya Mistimus Lishainoi, that since I just said Gemara, that I'm not withholding it for pay. That's what Taisa Rosh. Even though I could change my mind. Correct. I could always change my mind.
Yeah.
not going to the Chacham Shalom you're talking about? Chacham Shalom says, yeah, but you see that. It means min astam, where I could have the ability to make skar, that caused me to be Shema Zaka. Where I tell you that I'm not doing it to be Tavaz Agrei, then I don't become a Shema Zaka, even though I have the ability to change my mind. And that will hold maybe to become a Shema Chinam, like the Ritva, but you can't say, well, it's normal and acceptable, because I already told you I'm not holding it for skar. So that will be enough to become a Shema Chinam. But that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, I would have thought that even after Gematav, you remain a Shema Zaka, Kamash Malan not. All right, that's the Chiddush. Now, one thing is clear, what seems to be clear, from the Gemara of the Mechaba, his very Nogeya, is that before the guy says Gemartiv, or before he says Tolo Shoko, he will still be a Shema Sako, even though he finished working on the item. Right, here we're talking about a case where the guy finished working on the item, and the Mechaba says that if you say Tolo Shoko, or you say Gemartiv, then you become reduced to a Shema Chinam. But had he not said anything, he didn't get around to notify the Bailim yet, he'll still remain a Shema Zaka, even though L'Cheira, it's no longer generating income by him, but that's enough that he still needs the item to collect the pay, whatever it is, that's enough that he still remains a Shema Zaka. It's a Chiddush, but there's a Shema Zaka.
Even if he was paid up front?
Even if he was paid up front. Even if he's paid up front. No, okay, but even without the Tavs Agar, but the Chavit was Goyrim him a Revach, and that status of an Umin stays till you end that status, till you terminate it, till you notify the Bailam that it's over. That's what comes out of this halakh. It's in Tesanta Chiddush, but it's a Chiddush. Comes along the Machan Ephraim in Shoimim Chav Gimel, and he suggests, his much is on it, but he suggests that the only reason why I need the Amira is in order that the Bailam should know that the deal is terminated. But what happens if the Bailam would already know without me notifying him that I finished the job? He sees I finished the job. Let's say, I don't know, I fixed a car, maybe not, but I have to build him something. And he sees on my property that it's fully built. He sees that I finished the job. But I didn't notify him yet. But the Bailam knows already. Mahadin. Machan Ephraim says that's just as good as notifying. The whole lomdis is that you have to terminate the deal. He has to know that you're finished. When's termination? Termination means that he knows it's finished and he can come pick it up. So he has to know that it's finished. Well, if he knows by himself it's finished, what do I have to notify him for? He knows himself. So it's finished already. So Mamela, from then on, I'm no longer Shema Saka.
Your Gemati is because you didn't say that you're holding it for the money.
Right.
If you just say it,
so if you learn it as far as Al Tofes Leya Agrei for Enochanami, then we might have a problem here. Then Lukhairo, we might have a problem. He's still a Shema Saka. But we have to deal with that. But we paskin that that's a real svara. We paskin that the real svara is because you're an umin that generates the income, cause man, you're in the status of umness. Here, where my status finished, it was terminated, I finished the job, and you know that I finished the job, you know that you could come pick it up, at that point, you're no longer a Shema Saka. That's the Machan Ephraim's Chiddush. That's what he says. All right. It's a Chiddush. Lamaisa is, he's mafaktek on it. But there's a Chuvus Maram Ramberg in Tfus Krimuno, Kuf Nun Gimel says it Lahedya. He says Lahedya that if the Bailum know, that's already just as if it's Ki'ilu, you said Gemartiv. It's as if you notify the Bailum. Once he knows that he could come pick it up, it's over. All right. So if there's no communication, it's not over. But if he knows he can come pick it up. Why do I have to tell him? Let him knock on my door and answer the item. He knows about it. He has the ability to come pick it up. Hey, yes, that's the case. In the middle of that, it's terminated. It's no longer Shema Zaka.
Now you should know that he knows.
Does the woman have to? I don't know if the woman has to know. I know that you know that he knows. I don't know. All right. Now, comes along another Chiddush Rabbosai. What would be if the woman didn't notify the Bailam yet, and the Bailam Taka doesn't know that it's finished? But the reason why the woman didn't notify the Bailam is because he didn't have time to notify Bailam. He didn't have the ability, couldn't track down the Bailam, he lost his number, whatever it is. But Betzim, he finished already. And let's say he wants to notify Bailam, he just didn't get around to it. He's an oinus in the notification. Comes along a Sham Mishpat and a Divrei Mishnah Kuf Pei Vav, and then Mechadish, Machan Ephraim touches on it also in the end of Siman Zayin Shelo Bekodin, that it's a lumdus here. That the reason why the Umin retains the status of a Shema Zaka till he notifies him is because he's supposed to be notifying the Baalim. But if the Umin can't notify the Baalim because he's an Oynis, then the second he finishes his job, even before he notifies the Baalim, he's already Oishay Masacha. Means really the Umin should really finish when it stops generating income, when I finish the job. Just, I got to notify the Baalim. Hey, how should he know to pick it up? So it's not fair to the Baalim. But if I'm an Oynis that I can't notify the Baalim, then I'm Oishay Masacha, it's as if I notified him. And I'm Hashem Bechinim. A Chiddush. Now, Li'ida Giza, there are Tshuvis, Tashbats, Harakamel, who go the other extreme. And that is, what happens? The Umin notified the Baalim already, but the Baalim can't pick it up. The Baalim's out of town. He's coming. He's coming tomorrow. He's out of town. He would love to pick it up today. He can't pick it up today. What's the halacha? And they want a taina. Calls man that it's not shaykh for the Baalim to pick up the item, then the Umin is still a shaymeh sacha till the Baalim has the ability to pick it up. That what?
Money. Can't pick up the money.
I told Tola Shokam, it's everything. Oh, so maybe until you have the ability to pick it up, maybe. Means you can't stiff me with it. Means it's an understanding that you're Umin, you're going to watch it. You can't just drop me cold turkey. You have to give me the ability to remove it from your shmirah. So, calls man, I can't come to pick it up, then you're going to remain a shamer on that item. The same shamer that you are. The same shamer that we contractually sort of agreed to. That is a shamer saka, because you're an omen. Now, you see the two extremes. Clearly, the first set of achrayim, the shamish, but different measure can't hold to this. They hold that even if Baalim weren't notified, as long as the omen's in oinis in his notification, he's a shamer. Now, in that case, clearly the Baalim don't know to pick it up. So they're an oinus in picking it up. And yet, the tash, they hold that you're ois, and you're now only Shem Mekinim. So you see that they hold that even though the Baalim are an oinus to pick it up, tough luck, is still only Shem Mekinim. It's mamish the other extreme from the Tashbat. It's mamish two extremes. It's a santa cheshbin. So, and from, while you're an oinus, then you remain a Shem Mesacha. Which sheet are you going with? Are you going in the first sheet? The Sham Mishpat, where the Umin is an Oynis, so then he's a Shay Mechinam. Now he could notify him. The Chayr, once he could notify him, I hear the Chayr. I don't know the answer. But I hear, maybe he puts him back into Sham Mizak. I don't know. You have to know the lumdith, why. I mean, he blames the Umin for not notifying him. So now that he could notify him, so now you're withholding it, betrays umnis, because you're not notifying the Baalim. You should tell me to pick it up. I'm not sure. The answer is I don't know. But I'm saying I hear the chakira. What about this case, Rabbi Yisai? And that is, what happens if the Baalim notifies the Umin? And there's many tshuvas on this, different ways, but the Baalim notifies the Umin, and when the Umin notifies the Baalim, and when the Baalim comes to pick it up, the Umin says, nah, I'm not interested in dealing with this now. Come back tomorrow. I'm busy now. I don't have time for this. Come back tomorrow. I want to go. Come back tomorrow. What's the halakha? What happens if, or he deliberately tells them, I'm finished, but I'm not giving you back the item? I'll make you sweat a little bit. I don't want to give you back the item. What's the halakha? So you hold it, you blab b'shem esakha. The mice, I notified the Baalim. Are you old? Did you buy me? Good. Sorry? If he doesn't want to give it back, so what's the notification? Good. Sorry? What's the chalik if you pay for it or not? I'm a ganif holding back your chavit. Okay, maybe you have no kaifa bikodin. That's a ganif. Maybe I'll kaifa bikodin. Whatever, we can deal with that. It might. But this Shiloh was already on the page. It's a Ksois and Nasivis and Ayim Beis who discusses this Shaila where the guy blatantly refuses to give back the Chayvet to the Baalim, Mahadin. And the Ksois says,
Wait,
for the time being, come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. And tonight it gets lost. Let's say I'm not a guy. Well, that's a Shaila with a different Ksois with Maras Hasan. If you only hold it for one day, you have to be Oishik Lagamri. That's a different shmooze, but Stam, I'm talking about, forget Gnev, I'm talking about Hilchus Shomrim. I want to know Hilchus Umnim, do I remain, am I Yishem B'Sak on it? Zaktik Tzais, that calls man, you don't allow the Bailim to take back their Chayfetz, your notification is nothing, and mainly you still Yishem B'Sak on it. That's a Tzais. Jumps to Nesivis, my eye. A notification was a notification. The Umnis is over. Finished, we're no longer an Umin on it. Now, you're a Nudnik for not giving back my Chayfetz, so you're a Goyrim, you're a Ganev, you're a Chayfetz, but God, we'll hit you with other things maybe. You're a Goyrim, I don't know what you're doing, you're locking me out of my house, Hatke Ban Jr., I don't know what you're doing. You're a Mazik, you're a Garmi, but Umnis is over, so you can't be Hashem Mizrach as Umnis. Once you tell me it's over, it's over. As Machlek is Ksais Nasivis. Now, this is on the page. Now, if you want to know how this stems with the Tashbats, you have to mutcha. Because the Tashbat says that as long as the Bailim can't pick up the item, they're an Oinis, and it's not even an Oinis Machmas the Umin, it's an Oinis Machmas them. They're out of town, the Umin still remains a Shoyim Azaka. And the Nasivis says that even though the Bailim has no way to pick this thing up, and the cause of that is the Umin himself, because he refuses to give him back the item. Still, the Nesivis says, "Yo'is Shem Masacha," because I notified you, Umnis is finished, it's hereby finished, and now, Kenzach, you know, you want to get me Mazik, Karma, Grama, Gami, but not Shmira, I'm not Yeshema on the item. So, it really doesn't stim with that Tashbat. Ma'is Shahaya, Shainem, I saw Heindigas Ram, but it was Taka, such a Ma'is, where a person, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was in a car. One second, it was a body shop where the guy fixed a guy's car, and at the end of the day, it was 5 o'clock, and he called him up, "By the way, your car is finished, but I'm leaving for the day. If you want, pick it up tomorrow morning." And that night, there was a robbery. Mahadin. So now you have to learn all the tzvaris, how we understand it. So like, well, you know, have to, we start. Let's start with the Kseis Nesivis. So, like the Nesivis, once you notify the guy, you're Yishrem Masaka. I notify the guy, I'm Yishrem Masaka. Finished. Like the Kseis, if you withhold the item back from the guy, you still remain Yishrem Masaka. So you have to know over here, what's the case over here? Did the guy have time to pick it up right now or not? Let's say, if the guy would have run right now to pick it up, he could pick it up. So then, Luchayiv Nekseis would be made, he's Yishrem Masaka, right? I'm not withholding it from you. I'm not Lahakis withhold, deliberately withholding from saying, if you want, you could pick it up, you could pick it up. I'm just telling you that I have to leave for the day. And the guy can't come at the moment. So Mameila Luchayiv Kenzain. But let's say if the guy is a little out, or he doesn't want to wait a second, he calls him up right before the end of the day, it's over. So then Luchayiv, maybe late Nekseis, I'll still remain Yishrem Masaka on it. Not to call, Zikr Shem Mitzaka. He called him to become Oy Shem Mitzaka. Now, if you learn like the Shem Mishpa, the Mishpa type of Svara, as long as the Umin didn't have the ability to notify him, and he's an Oynis, then he's already Oy Umin and he's Oy Shem Mitzaka. So the Chayra, I would suggest, and I don't have a right to him, I suggest that if every day he closes at 5, he's not Mechshubit, he's not Mechuv to stay longer than he normally does. I mean, that was not the understanding that you're going to stay late for me. Initially when I gave you the car. So if there was just finished at 5 o'clock and you notify me at 5 o'clock and you're not at 4 to leaving, so you're not at 4 to not giving me back the chayvitz, it should be just like you're not at 4 to notifying me in the first place. So like those are crying, then you should become Aisha Mezacha by that. But what happens if the car was really finished at 4 and you didn't get around to notify the guy till 5 o'clock and now you say, I'm shutting the lights. You don't have those accreditations. You should have notified me an hour earlier. If you'd have notified me then I would have time to pick it up. And now you withheld it, and now it's too late. That you can't.
He didn't have time to notify before, even if he finished it at 4.
Why couldn't he notify?
That's the way his business is set up.
Why, he only calls at the end of the day all the people?
Okay,
so let him call me before working on the next thing. Okay, Bekitza, we'll have to deal with these words. Bekitza, I'm going to just bring out that it midei machleik is achrein l'chari l'naf, because you have to go through the variables of all the achreinim. It's like really three different angles here that you have to deal with on such a shayla.
What is the point of the notification according to the Nesivis?
What does it help?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's terminating.
Even if I'm not letting you take it, I'm still not Shema Soho, so what's the point of the notification?
What did it do? It showed, because Minastam, the Umnis is Kayim, till I know it's finished. Like the Makar Faim says, well, I know by myself, I don't need a notification. Why do you have to know that it's finished? Because that's the job of the Umna. Umna says that you have the item to work on until, part of your job is that you're going to notify me, right? If you don't notify me, then you didn't finish your job, so to speak. Part of the job is you got to notify me too. Otherwise, when is it end? So you've worked on it and you notified me, so now you finished your job. No, any hechet just being a mensch. I'm saying you finished your job. Your job is done. Now you want to be stam and nundek, a mazik, to hold back the chavis.
But anyway, so it's the same part of the job. To notify and to give the chavis. I mean, it's stop either way.
Okay, I'm not arguing with anything. I hear why the Ksais would argue with the Nesivis. I'm just telling you overall that side of the Nesivis. The other kind, I'm not sure, like Lamaisa, we're dealing with now people, you know, they lay up basically on the page. So now we have to deal with the Ksais and Nesivis type of bizarre. Closing when he's on closing at 4?
No, what?
Oh, he tells him, look, Achille, I'll be ready at 4? Oh, so that I skipped over. It's good that you mentioned it, so I should really talk about that. Look, once you learn like the Makan Ephraim, that if you know that it's finished, then you automatically become Aisha Mesaka. As if you said Gemarativ, then Lechayra Huadin, if Mitchila, when I take the item, let's say cleaners, they tell you when to pick up on Wednesday. Pick it up in 2 days. I tell you lechatchila that the job is going to be finished then lechayr, I don't even have to notify you. I don't have to notify you that it's finished. It's poshut. You know that it's finished. I'll say even better. It's even a kosher came from the Makar. Makar said, if you know that it's finished, you're oishayma. Lechayr, I notified you. When did I know? I notified you from day one that it's going to be finished on Wednesday. So that is a notification already that you should come pick it up. And if you decide not to pick it up, that's it. I'm Oishay Mesaka, Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, whenever I tell you it's ready. I close at 4. So what? I close at 4. You can't pick it up. But you should have picked up it during the working hours. But maybe I'm going to be Oishay Mesaka, at least. Oishay Mesaka, Lechatchila, when I tell you to pick it up that Wednesday.
Even though I tell you back, I'm not going to come till Wednesday. The cleaners will be ready Tuesday morning. I say Lechatchila, I'm not going to be there till Wednesday.
You could say whatever you want. Let's say I tell you, Toilet Shokar, and you say, I want to pick it up tomorrow. Because it's there, pick it up tomorrow, no problem. But I'm telling you, my umnis is finished, I'm Oishay Mesaka, now I'm only going to be Oishay Mechinim on it. Okay, but minastam, it's ready. You're usually relying on it. Are you waiting for them to call you up to tell you it's ready? No. You usually assume it's ready. If you want to be mamish, double careful, so you call them up before just to make sure it's ready. But they're not calling you to tell you that it's ready. Oh, yeah. I don't know. If they don't tell you when it's going
to
be ready, then
no,
you have no one.
Yeah,
no, then until you call them, or until they call you, until you know, then they're going to still be a Shai Mazaka. It's their fault, but that's what's be notifying you. If you don't know, then they're still going to be Shai Mazaka on it. All right, one more Rabbi says, Chabirayin, I just want to finish this up. The Ramah says, then he's going to be Patin Gansen. Because he's telling him, I don't want it at all. Gizintai, take it. I don't want anything from it. Sma has a kshaylo. What happens if he says a combination of lashonis? He says, where is it? In Sifkot and Dalet. If he says, Imhiktim loy mahava mois vetolo shokha veni shem re'oid. He says everything. He says, Hava mois vetolo shokha, which normally means I'm being toughest le'agre. First bring money and then I'll release the item. Veni shem re'oid. And I don't want to watch it anymore. Ma'adin. Bring money, pick up the item, and I don't want to watch it anymore. What's the din? What does that mean? So this man says, he's still going to be a Shai Masaka. It means I'm still tough as a Agre, and when you give me the money and you pick it up, then any Shai Masaka. It means I don't come here as soon as possible because I don't want to be busy with this. But I'm not releasing the item until you pay me. Memeilo, it's still a tough as a Agre. Memeilo, you're going to still remain a Shai Masaka. That's the Sma. Comes along the Nesivis, and the Nesivis jumps on the Sma. And he says, at the end of the Sivkotan, and he says, that if you look in the Prisha, which the Sma wrote the Prisha said, Mamish Fakert. The Prisha says, when you say, the Prisha says that normally, Hava Mois Vetole Shokha implies that you bring Tafas Layagai. The Mois, you didn't say it Lahedya. You just said, bring money and pick up your item. You didn't say, I'm not releasing the item until you pick it up, until you pay. I just said, bring money and pick up your item. It implies that you've been tough as a agri. If you say lehedja eini shem re'oid, then that's like kilu agili on your intention that you don't mean that. You mean in shem right, finished, you're out. He's medayik like that from a tour. He says achem mavun in the book of Yosef, mechem mukit in the book of Yosef. And the Tzivah says he looked up to the book of Yosef, tumul of that there is no such book of Yosef. Bekitza, you have now a smile on one side and a prisha lachayir on the other side. Then the Nesivis is medayik in the Sma, that even the Sma, that even the Sma was able to touch any Shem Re'oid, like the way he touched it, that it means only if you pick it up, because he said any Shem Re'oid at the end. But what happens if he'll tell you ahead, first, any Shem Re'oid, have a mois v'tal ha'shocha. Well, he says ahead, any Shem Re'oid, even before you pick up the money, any Shem Re'oid, have a mois v'tal ha'shocha. The implication of the Sma is he'll be moider that then he's not a Shem at all. Because clearly I'm telling you, any shame, I don't want to be shame at all. I'm telling you, right now, I don't want to be shame anymore. Have a mois v'tal ha'shocha. Even the Sma would be made to the Prisha that it's ice, I'm not a Shema. And on that, the Nesivas drums. The Shivas argues with everyone. I'm the same person, but he argues with the Prisha and the Sma. He says, as long as you say, have a Mois V'tol Shaka, you can scream up and down, any Shema, right? What is that going to help you? When you show that you are refusing to give back the item unless you're paid, you're being tough as Le'agre. What happens if a guy, a Malva Lamashkin, he's tough as Le'agre, and he says, but I don't want to be Shema on it. Like the Nesivis, it's crazy. What do you mean you don't want to be shame? You automatically are shame and socher behind you. I know that you're being tough as they are. So if this woman says, I don't want to be shame on it from now on, I don't want to be shame on it, but I'm not giving it back until you pay me, so the Nesivis, bau kocha, you're a shame and socher. You're being tough as they are. So when a guy says, Amy shame reoid, have a mitzvah tol shaka, since have a mitzvah tol shaka means tough as they are, bau kocha, you're going to be in shame and socher even though you're screaming, Amy shame reoid. And he argues with this man in the prisha. All right, Rabbi Zah, good to vach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.